Rondatalk Lane, the Board of Trade, is wanting to ensure that the provincial government sticks to its commitment of tying any minimum wage increase to the Federal Consumer Price Index. Why is that so important?
We're urging government, Linda, to stay the course. It wasn't that long ago in 2018, government and stakeholders agreed on linking it to inflationary measures. It's so important because there are unintended consequences for small businesses. And you'll notice that with our recent announcement, we're standing strong together with 19 other groups. So it's all across Newfoundland and Labrador, chambers of commerce, other important groups. And it's really about the small business. There's going to be unintended consequences that are going to affect the small businesses.
What would a $15 an hour minimum wage mean in practical terms for smaller businesses?
Let's take a small business located in Grand Falls, Windsor, or Springdale, for example. 15 employees, increase to minimum wage at $15 an hour. That company now has to absorb $100,000. This is what they're dealing with. This is practical. This is what happens. So this employer now has to figure out, how are we going to deal with this? Possibly goods and services would go up. There could potentially be a cut in hours. And we think worst case scenarios that there could be some job loss, which is really going to impact the people that we're all trying to help.
How many businesses out there right now are paying minimum wage?
What I do know is out of our 205,000 workers in Newfoundland and Labrador, we've got 13,000 of them on minimum wage. And we believe that we've got actually have a mindset, a change in mindset. We've got to stop this either or. It's not business labor. It's not employer employee. We have to move to a both and mindset and find the right solutions. So while we get to that point, we are urging government to link minimum wage to the inflationary measures, for example, CPI, and then we work on this both and solution so that everyone is continuously beginning, it's going to prosper.
Minimum wage advocates, $15 minimum wage advocates, are suggesting that the provincial government step in and provide some assistance for businesses that would struggle with that kind of a wage increase. So what's your response to that?
I think, again, we need to slow down and really know what is the problem that we're trying to solve here. And as I said, if we can have a both and mindset, so we're looking at helping both the small business and the employee, we can find the right solutions. But this is something that we can't rush and find quick fixes. So it's going to take a little while to find that. So we're not harming either or. But if we move to the $15 minimum wage, we're going to see some small businesses struggle to pay, for example, that $100,000 price tag if you've got a small shop with 15 employees.
Rondatalk Lane, thank you.
Thank you so much, Linda.
Well, our response, which has been what we've been talking about through these last years that we've been working on this, is that, first of all, tying the wage to an inflation rate that is set by a federal standard, not a provincial standard, is problematic. But also, our wage is the second lowest in Canada. So by tying that low wage to a CPI increase, you're never going to kind of break those cycles of poverty because folks will be still left in this really precarious position by not having a living wage.
Now, some might argue that's okay for bigger businesses, but the smaller businesses, the expense, according to the Board of Trade, would be extraordinary.
So we also have been talking to a lot of businesses that are in Newfoundland and Labrador, and the large majority of businesses are already paying their employees above a minimum wage, and in fact, many pay above $15 minimum wage. So there also needs to be measures taken by the government to support those businesses that are going to have a difficult time. Of course, our organization is not calling for the removal of all of these really excellent small businesses. There should be measures in place to make sure that we can lift up the 70,000 workers that are currently earning less than $15 an hour out of this precarious poverty position, but also support those small businesses to make sure that, you know, they're successful as well. So, of course, there are measures that need to be taken, and we want to see that happen from government, but it shouldn't be at the cost of those 70,000 workers that really need a hand up.
So what are you talking about here? Wage subsidies or some other form of help for these small businesses? And who would qualify?
Yeah, sure. So I think a great example comes from during the state of emergency. So we saw the federal government, provincial government kind of come to the forefront to say, we really want to make sure that nobody misses out on wages, and we're willing to help small businesses that during this time also suffered, right? We had businesses that were closed during this time that weren't able to also pay their workers. So the government during that time was, you know, all about stepping in to help these folks. So we want to see those measures as well. So there's businesses that can certainly apply for grants and stuff like that from the provincial and federal government that we see as that interim measure.
Elise Stewart, thank you.
Thank you so much.